Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin. Dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I have to offer my congratulations to you brothers and sisters for the birthday anniversary of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. On this occasion, I want to read a beautiful hadith from Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, and inshallah try to translate it into English for you brothers and sisters. Qala al-Hussein alayhi salam, Inna an-nasa 'abidu ad-dunya. Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam says that Inna an-nas, the people are 'abidu ad-dunya, are the slaves of this world. Wad-deenu la'iqun 'ala al-sanatihim, and the religion is just in their tongue. Yahutunahu ma darrat ma'ayishuhum, they keep it as long as it meets their comfortable life. فَإِذَا مُحِّسُوا بِالْبَلَاءِ قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ says that, but when the test came, when the test comes to them, religion holders become very few. It means that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein al-Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here says that being a mu'min, being a faithful person in the life is really difficult. Because whenever Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests ourselves by bala, by the misfortunes, by the, let's say, hardships or difficulties, then Imam says that in that kind of situation, you see that the number of people who are the real believers, the real faithful people, the number of them will get few. It means that when test comes to the people, then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to know that how much, for example, a faithful person who claims that he is a believer, he is a mu'min, then how can he remain a Muslim and a mu'min in difficult situation and hardships? This is what Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam addresses the people of his time, because Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam many times advised the people to accompany him, to resist against tyrant, against tyranny, against oppression. But unfortunately, the people did not accompany him. Later, they understood that Imam Hussein was right, but it was too late that they repented. So that's why Abu Abdullah says that you must be aware that whenever there is test, you have to be steadfast and firm in your beliefs. Yes, since Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam many times actually called upon his companions, upon the Muslims and mu'mineen of his time, that we have to resist against tyranny, against oppression. But unfortunately, the people did not accompany him. While later, after the Shahada of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, when Yazid's army attacked Medina, burned the Holy Kaaba, murdered and massacred the innocent people of Medina, then the people understood that Imam Hussein was right, but it was too late. That's why, since it was difficult, resistance against Yazid was difficult, was a kind of hard kind of job, so no one accompanied Abu Abdullah. That's why Abu Abdullah here says that when it comes to the test of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the number of mu'mineen will get few and less. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد.